Lansing's Renegade Theater Festival will be back for its 11th year this month. It'll offer comedy, drama, musicals, live music, children's theater, readings of new works by local playwrights, and improv, all in Old Town Lansing. The dates are Thursday the 11th through the 13th, and then the following Thursday through Saturday. Local and area theater companies make the Renegade Festival happen. We welcome back to Current State one of its key organizers, Melissa Kaplan. Nice to see you.
Great to be here. Thank you.
This is a group thing. I mean, this is a bunch of local or area companies all on the same page, hitting the stage. Which companies are involved here?
There are theater companies and there are independent presenters. The theater companies include professional, collegiate, and community theaters. There's Williamston Theater, which is professional theater.
Yeah.
Community theaters, Peppermint Creek, Riverwalk Theater Company, Blue Light Players, Mid-Michigan Family Theater, and a brand new community theater, Generations Community Theater.
I don't know much about them.
And neither do I, but they heard about Renegade Theater Festival, and
Here
they are. We're going to get to see them. They're doing a play called, let me look it up. I have my cheat sheet here because there is substantial amount of production going on. They're doing Bad Auditions by Bad Actors, which is a comedy, as you can imagine.
Full of potential.
Absolutely. There are the educational Michigan State University, the collegiate programs, Michigan State University and Lansing Community College. And then there are a number of independent producers who may have theater companies that they've created, but they're doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Aralia Garza with Sandcastle Productions, Rich Helder, Sandra Seaton with East End Productions. Those are all brand new. The Capital Area Players, which is a local theater company that focuses on African-American plays.
Sounds like this whole scene is growing. Sounds like the whole landscape is expanding.
I think it is. I feel that for our For a community our size, we have an incredible amount of theater going on here. We also have youth theater, workshops, and kids' activities and games. It's a really performance-oriented community.
And the performances themselves are all confined to Old Town, or do they get outside of Old Town?
They are all in Old Town. We've expanded to 2 weekends, and we considered expanding beyond. The past few years, we've felt that we've been just right at capacity because Old Town is, it has an incredibly high occupancy rate, and we perform in spaces as businesses allow us to. And so that varies from year to year as to what's available. Sometimes we're in some vacant storefronts, but this year, every single performance space is an active business that we're going to be in. And so every single year we look at how many, you know, who's coming to us, who wants to be participating, which companies, which independents, how many spaces do we have available? And this, as we planned for this year, we also have had a huge interest in the new original works, Renegade Now. And that's a part of the festival that we really want to give some special focus to. And so we decided it made sense to split into 2 weekends. So the first weekend is completely focused on Renegade Now, new original works. And then the second weekend will be all of these different theater companies and independents. And that has made some additional space available so we could do everything in 2 weekends.
Melissa Kaplan is an organizer of the Renegade Theater Festival back this year for 2 weekends in Old Town. This is a Thursday through Saturday affair, the 11th through the 13th, and then the following Thursday through Saturday, the 18th through the 21st. Do you know enough about the presentations, the plays, everything that you can give us a little? Is there anything in particular? I love the sound of the Bad Actors and Bad Auditions. I mean, that's just anybody who enjoys comedy has got to see that's full of potential. What else do you know about that you're excited about?
Well, without being too biased, being working at LCC, I know the play that we are presenting is called This Is a Play. And one of the things that's interesting to me about that is the playwright, Daniel McKeever, is the same playwright who wrote Never Swim Alone, which for LCC was just a huge accomplishment this past year. It was a play that we were invited to present in Milwaukee at the Kennedy Center American College Theater
Festival.
Your
last visit was, we had that discussion.
I was remembering
that. Last time
that.
You were here.
Yeah. Yes, and Monica Tanner, who was in that play, is directing This Is a Play. And this is a, it's somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but it's an interesting presentation of what it is about, what it means to be an actor. And it's a play within a play within a play. It's a short piece. Peppermint Creek is doing a version of Lord of the Flies. There'll be an excerpt at Renegade, and then that is actually the play that opens their fall season. Mm-hmm. And it is being done all with women. So that's a bit of a twist. Out of the 20-some plays being presented August 18th through 20th, 8 of them are new. They are plays that are in works, and this is one of the great things about Renegade is that it gives theater companies and independents a place to experiment and to try something out that they may not know if they want to put on their season. Or for independents who don't have a performance space, this is where they get to present their work. Sandra Seton has created a new musical, and it's going to be a musical reading. She's working with faculty at the School of Music at MSU, and it's called Ogden Avenue, and it's set in the 1950s, and it's about teens and the racial tensions at that time. That's pretty exciting. Jane Fallon has written a play called The Gales of November, and it's about the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. She is backed by Riverwalk Theater, so they're presenting that. Rich Helder last year created a play and presented a scene of something called Internal Enemy, and that is about the Armenian genocide. This year he's back with the play fully fleshed out. Those are a handful of highlights of new works. MSU's Theater to Film program is doing a play at Renegade. We have a number of comedy and improv groups who will be presenting the Capital City Comedy, or Capital City Improv is doing three nights at Spiral, and Skilled Trade Cabaret has one night at Urban Beat.
Lots going on here.
Yeah.
You, in amidst all of this stage activity, you've got live music planned.
Yes.
Can you tell us about some of the bands you've got lined up? And why do you make music a part of this thing, too?
Well, it's a festival, and we want to create a festive atmosphere. Now, Old Town in itself is festive, even when there isn't a festival going on there, because there's, you know, there's fun galleries and shops to go into. There's bars, coffee shops, restaurants. But it's such a festival community. For us, we wanted to create a little bit of glue in between the theater productions for people to enjoy in between seeing plays. So we have music at 6 and at 8 o'clock Thursday through Friday. That's the second weekend only. The second weekend really is the full festival. The first weekend is devoted to the new original works.
And now.
That's all in the Red Cedar Friends. But the second weekend we have soapbox speeches that will be at 6:30 on the Dreammaker stage. That's an outdoor stage, so people can listen to those. They can go down to the Turner stage and hear music. We have country. We have Latin music. We have folk. We have indie rock. There's a lot of different music going
on. That alone would be quite a production here, but that's in addition to everything that is staged,
yes.
Dramatic, comedic,
yes.
Musical.
Yep, spoken word, performance art, experimental.
Impressive. Impressive. Where can people learn more?
People can find more information at renegadetheaterfestival.org. They can also go to our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram pages. We have complete schedules. We'll have a big insert coming out in the City Pulse that'll have the entire program on August 10th. And so they'll be able to see the entire schedule, which is also online as well.
RenegadeTheaterFestival.org. Melissa Kaplan is with Lansing Community College. She's the Academic Coordinator of Communication, Media, and the Arts at LCC. She is also one of the real spark plugs for the Renegade Theater Festival. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.